countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Cook, now could you live comfortably on €6,000 a year? Think about it. It's about €115 a week. Well, one couple in County Sligo say they've managed it by developing a sustainable lifestyle born out of both necessity and conviction. Ron and Bridget Beamster have lived in Ireland for 30 years, and when Suzanne Campbell went to visit them, they opened up their snug eco-home and small holding to those interested in their way of life. Ron and Bridget told Suzanne they buy their supplies in bulk, they grow as much as they can themselves as well, including figs and grapes.
We get loads of grapes, and I really like the figs and artichokes. You know, it's just like food for rich people, really, yeah, isn't it? Like on a small plot like that, such a cornucopia of food, and more than half of people don't even know that you can eat it.
I think you could throw grapes
in Ireland.
Yeah.
And the other thing of it is the anticipation. Oh, now next week. Yeah. Next week we're going to have grapes. You know what I mean? There are those little parties in life that the anticipation is as nice. It beats buying strawberries in January.
It's a fresh, windy day north of Sligo town, and I'm in the vegetable garden of Ron and Bridget Beamster.
And then there's another few. And
together with about 20 other curious folk, we've travelled from many parts of the country for this day course organised by the Organic Centre on sustainable living on €6,000 a year.
Great salad, great breakfast, it's, you know. At other times, like in the summer, there's so much that you can eat. There's so much. So you have 10, 14 days, you have a different thing every day. So it really varies like that. And then there's times that you have a huge variety of things. And I do like, the same as I like, you know, big jumpers in the winter. Isn't that a lovely jumper? And in the summer, oh, it's nice to change your jeans.
Bridget is a sculptor and provides most of the couple's income after Ron lost his job in the recession. This prompted them to practice more of their core beliefs, building an eco-house, growing most of their own food, preventing waste and emitting as little carbon as they can. I asked Ron about living off a quarter of an acre year-round.
We have enough to live off without buying any fruit or vegetables for 9 months of the year. Sometimes that means if you have a very big cabbage, because we've no freezer or anything, that you eat cabbage 3 days in a row. But these cabbages are so nice, they're so sweet, that you're happy enough to eat them for 3 days in a row.
And do you have any hard veg through the winter, like turnips or carrots?
I did turnips for the first time this year, and they're turning out very well. There's actually a few in the glasshouse as well, in the box. And they're growing well, but there's a few outside and they're doing good.
Can I ask you, are you enjoying the course?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really amazing. Real little ecosystem of good living.
And it's very beautiful here as well.
It is, it's stunning. But what's amazing is it's so sheltered. Like, you can see the ocean, you can see the white horses, but you feel like you're enclosed in some sort of little micro world.
Could you do it? Could you live on €6,000 a year?
You could, I think so. If you had a small holding like this where you actually take up responsibility for growing the thing, minding it and putting the hours in to do it, I think you can.
Do you do bits of this? Are you interested in kind of living towards this model?
We have a small house garden, but like that, I work full time. It gets away from me. But I think that happens to a lot of people.
But is the problem that a lot of us go, well, if I had the time, I'd do this. But if you're in a full-time job in the other system, it's very hard to do.
Yeah, you're trying to try and straddle both.
You're trying to kind of do a bit of both.
But what I did really take, the main message I took this morning from the talk at the beginning of the day was take one thing or two things and actually embed them in your routine. One small thing gets the next thing rolling.
Come on in.
Wow. Yeah. When we decided to move in here, we insulated it to the hilt. If you look at the thickness of the reveal at the windows, that's the thickness of the insulation, 9 inches of shredded paper.
What do you think of this house? Isn't it absolutely gorgeous?
Stunning. So imaginative. You'd know an artist lives here.
It's so sleek, isn't it? And kind of stylish.
Sleek, stylish, and so cosy and restful. No, it's been an interesting day. You can see how this has evolved over the years they've been here.
What is that?
Mint sauce, I think.
Oh, and they're just bags of flour.
These are the 15 kilogram bags of
Where do you get them even now, I wonder?
I have no
no idea.
Yeah, where do you get the big bags of flour from?
We ordered them in Cosgrove in Sligo.
And how long would they last for without going stale, that quantity?
We don't know because we use them up.
You go through them.
Before they go stale. One bag of flour lasts about 3 months. The barley and rice and lentils would last for a year or more because they're dried out anyway. We buy all that in bulk and we save about up to €100. Just only one bag of stuff, and we've got 6 of them there. 7.
So potentially 600-700 euro.
Yeah, just by buying in bulk.
But for Ron, and especially Bridget, it's a very precarious position of where we are now that underpins their way of life and a project she is working on through her sculpture on climate change. So what is the reason we all can't live more like this? Step off the treadmill, stop consuming so much.
Fear of not having healthcare when you need it or food when you need it. And as well, I couldn't imagine to live off 6,000 euro. So you just don't know that that's possible. But if you would have told me that 8 years ago, I said, that's not possible. So I think fear is the biggest, and not thinking that it's possible.
Are more people coming to this message?
Yeah, absolutely. And the children made the big change. This Greta and the children taking to the streets, they really made the change. Like, we've been saying it for 40 years. And a lot of research shows it's more clear as well. But the children, you can't look at a child and mess up the planet. You can't do that.
And the reality we have to live differently if we're going to survive. There's no...
There's no doubt. If you keep going like this, you're on 1.8 degrees now. We can use 2 tons CO2 a year and we use 17. The child understands that. It's a complete no-brainer. If there's no planet, you've nowhere to live. Without an ecosystem, we don't have food. We all die. It's as simple as that. And it's science. We live on less than 1 ton a year. And you've seen our house. You've seen how happy we are. We're not roughing it. And you don't even have to do that. If you go back to the lifestyle of the 60s, there would be no problem.
Back to the swinging 60s. Wouldn't that be interesting? Well, Suzanne Campbell was reporting there from Bridget and Ron Beamster's home in Sligo.